Hey, I'm just dropping by to drop off the book that I borrowed. I finished the last one. No, I didn't need to drop them off right now. I was on my way to the store, and I thought I'd just stop by. You know, kill two birds. Okay, fine. I'm a terrible fucking liar. Will you let me in now? Well, if you answer your texts or emails... You know what? Honestly, if you'd answer them, I'd still have dropped by on a flimsy excuse, but I wouldn't be so worried. All right, good. Let's sit on the couch, okay? Something is definitely fucking wrong. I've never seen you this quiet. I mean, I know you can be shy, and that's kind of adorable, but we've known each other for years. No, it's not fine. It's the opposite. So what is it? I mean, what is it really? You got a text. Can I read it? Oh my god. Oh my god, that is not okay. Yes. I hugged you. Why are you so surprised? Okay. Well, I mean, it's true. I don't hug a lot, but it's you, and this is fucked. Yes, getting dumped by a text is pretty fucking shitty. Sending a nearly nude selfie posing with another dude she's leaving you for is just fucking awful. Ugh, you must be thinking of some other friend, because you know that I wouldn't let you be alone right now, or you should anyway. Wait. So because your girlfriend, who just dumped you in the most fucking tasteless way, would have told you to man up and deal with it? Ugh, I have to leave you alone with your shitty thoughts? No. You heard me. I said no. First of all, I've never approved of your decision to go exclusive with her. She was a bougie brat who didn't really want to be involved with you beyond what you could do for her. Yes, I had veto power, but was not consulted. That's in the best friend constitution. I feel that my rights were ignored in your haste to get laid. Well, it's good to hear you laugh, at least. Normally, you would have made me laugh multiple times with your lame-ass dad jokes. Today, I guess it's my turn. Okay, where was I? Oh, right. Second of all, once she said that shit to you about manning up, you should have called me. So I could knock her ass out, obviously. You would never do it, so it's up to your best friend. Thirdly, she's like the worst example of how to be a girlfriend. Specifically, she was like the worst possible person to be your girlfriend. Well, yeah, I know you. I know exactly what you need in this situation. A smack upside the head. Figuratively, this time. Yeah, see? I would have seen that look in your eye you get when you get all stoic, and then also the way you purse your lips. Uh-huh. Yeah, that exactly. That tells me you're extremely sad, and what you need is hugs. And probably sex. Please. Sex is like the most obvious solution. It would relax you and make you feel loved, and you'd be more ready to talk about this awful shit. God damn it. I wish you had called me sooner. Like when she started treating you badly. I know it would have pissed her off. That would have been a nice side benefit. I sound jealous? Yeah, I guess I am a bit. Look, I get protective about my friends. I try not to be a creep about it, but yeah, when some fancy bitch decides that my best friend shouldn't hang out with me, I get a little pissy. No, I'm sure she didn't say anything like that to you. She wasn't that dumb. But you sure did have to cancel on me a lot once you started seeing her, didn't you? Yeah, she was coincidentally sick on those nights when we were supposed to play board games or watch nerd shit together. Look, I don't blame you for missing it. You were blinded by that pussy. It's a good excuse. Sorry. Okay, what I meant to say was that you were still in the infatuation phase. You were only with her for like 3 months, but you guys moved really fast. I know, and I'm sorry for dragging you about this, but it just made me have a regret. And I'm not really going to be able to move past it unless I get it off my fucking chest. Is that okay? Okay, so I realized how she felt about me pretty early, and I was worried she would treat you badly, and she did, so I let you down. What could I have done? Well, it's true that it's hard to convince someone who's infatuated that their lover isn't good for them, but I think I probably should have done this. Yeah, see, that startled expression tells me that it probably would have worked, and that other stuff going on in your pants right now. No, don't you ever think that. I don't care what just happened. I'd never ever kiss you out of pity. I don't kiss people that I don't feel for. I've thought about it a lot, especially once I stopped seeing you around. I'm glad that it's taken your mind off things, but I could have done so much more, like, more of this. Yeah, I've been working up the courage to do that. I'm such a coward, so, yeah. I like you a whole lot. Jesus fucking Christ, I'm so bad at this. I love you, like, actual love. Yes, I'm confessing my goddamn feelings for you. You're supposed to say some Jane Austen shit or tell me to fuck off or something. I don't do this shit. I don't fucking know. I'm pretty sure busting out laughing is not the appropriate response, dick. What do you mean? Only you could swear that much during a romantic declaration. I don't fucking swear that. See? This is distracting. Oh, fuck. No, wait. Yeah, I don't want to stop either, but I need you to understand that even if you just want sex and this love thing is one-sided, I'm still not abandoning you. I'm really, truly your friend, okay? I guess I didn't expect to hear I love you back. I didn't prepare for that. No, I did not fucking giggle. I just, you know what? Shut up, you dork. No, it's okay. Everything is just, well, better than okay. I kind of want to prove that this is about you and not getting your dick in me. I mean, oh yeah, okay. I want to jump all over your cock. Not tonight. I know I can be a little bossy. Again, with the inappropriate language. Look, I just want to suck your cock. I want to fucking swallow your cum, okay? I want to make you feel really good and then fall asleep with you and hold you, and if you gotta cry, and I'll make you breakfast. You know, girlfriend shit. Let's go to the bedroom. Come on. Not like I don't know the way. All right. Go ahead and take your clothes off and lie down. It's not a request. Don't worry. I'm taking mine off too. I just want to get you in a place where you can just relax and let me take care of you. You don't have any idea how often I've thought about your cock in my mouth. It's shameful. I mean, if I had any shame. Yeah. Well, yeah, I like you like this. All exposed and vulnerable and sexy. I've always loved your body. Why, thank you. I thought I might be a bit too curvy for you. So glad to know you appreciate them. I'm going to want your hands all over them pretty soon. In the meantime, let me just see about this delicious cock. Doesn't that feel good? Oh, fuck. You taste so good. So right. I am. I kind of love doing this in general, but there's something about blowing someone you love. I can finally say it. Blowjob? Yeah, that's what I want this to be. I want you to know that I'm yours. I probably shouldn't say this, but I really have trouble saying no to you when I'm drunk. I used to make a lot of jokes about blowing you. I wanted you to say anything like you wanted me. I would have been yours without having to say anything. And if you didn't want me after, I guess I could have just pretended like I didn't remember. Pathetic, huh? Fuck. When you say you'll always want me, this is why I'll always say yes to you. No, it's okay. You can come. I want you to come. I hope that was good enough. Is there anything else you want me to do? I guess I'm really yours, and fuck, do I want to make you mine, but that can wait. What are you getting out of the drawer in the bedstand? Holy shit. Is that a strap-on? Fuck. Did that bitch make you take that? If she pressured you into doing something you didn't want, I swear to fucking God, I'll throw her off the roof. Oh. It was your idea? Do you want me to Raidu? If I want? Jesus fucking Christ. This is so fucking hot. I'll be gentle and take care of you. You can always trust me, okay? Good. Are you getting hard again? You must have thought about me doing this before, did you? Oh, yeah. No, there is nothing wrong with that. Roll over and get on all fours while I put this on. Okay. All right. Let me loop this up. Great. And you're still okay with this? I don't want to do anything that you are uncomfortable with. Wow. Fuck. Hearing you ask me to fuck you like that does something to me. Mm-hmm. Be careful. I might not be able to be gentle. Okay. I'm putting it in now. I'm gonna go really slow, okay? You're doing so good. Okay. I'm halfway there. You're doing great. Fuck. This is so hot. Okay. Nearly in. Just relax. I won't ever hurt you. God. I'm so wet right now. You wouldn't believe it. God, you took all of it. Yeah, I guess you are mine now. You look so beautiful like this. If you aren't careful, you're gonna make me come after all. Okay, I'm gonna start moving now. It's okay to tell me to stop. No matter how excited I get, I'll always stop. It'll always be okay for you to tell me. That's it. That's my good boy. Do you like it when I say that? I heard you moan. It's really got me going. You really are my good boy. You're taking my cock so well. Fuck. You are so hot like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, please. Please keep pushing back like that. You really, really love it, don't you? Oh, fuck. You're such a good boy for me. I love you so much right now. Do you like that? Yeah, do you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You want to come again? I'll help you with my hand, okay? Oh, fuck, this is so hot. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good boy. Oh, yeah, I love you too, baby. I won't ever let you go. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come for me. Good boy, my good boy, and I want you to come with me, okay? Please? Oh, fuck you. Oh, like that, baby. Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna come together. Yeah. Yeah. if I had known this would have, I would have confessed years ago. Okay, I'm gonna pull out now. Gentle and slow, okay? Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna get this thing off. I wanna hold you now. And I want you to hold me. What? Sometimes I like to be the little spoon too. Everyone likes to be the little spoon. It's safe. You're safe. This is nice. Yeah. I love you too. I love you so goddamn much. I'm so happy. I don't even... Oh, good. Just shut the fuck up and hold me, okay? You're going to be so insufferable about this. But only you can make me feel safe enough to laugh like that. Really? The best orgasm of your life? Well, okay then. All is forgiven and girly giggles will continue. Are you okay with me spending the night? Okay, good. I love you too. Sleep well, okay? Tomorrow we can talk about anything. Anything you want.